Hello, my friends.
Hey, Dad. Sean, Dad. Hey.
Wow.
Can I call you Dad?
That's a moment I never thought about.
I miss my dad. I like you. Can I call you Dad?
Whoa, Pickles.
I miss my dad.
Can I call you Pickles?
Yeah, sure.
That feels like a thing. Okay, I'll be the. How about this? You call me Dad Sean, and I'll call you Pickles. I'm a cool guy.
You are. You're the coolest guy in the world.
Well, I'm in the top three.
Please,
you know who the other
please,
two are?
Please.
Sebastian Bach and Sean Connery.
Weird flex, but okay.
I like it. So,
love you, Dad Sean.
That's new. Now, in this week's show, we'll see a secret edition of the Bro Chords. All this and more on potato
salad
marmalade. Yay!
Sunburnt, our sun, his moon, Rockstar!
My name is Jorge Sean Smith, presiding over Le Bro Court. And today's proceedings have been brought before me by Vicious and Delicious against Carter Flynn. What say you, Vicious?
Oh, my claim is that banana bread is far superior to banana nut muffins.
Well, banana...
Carter Flynn, you will speak when you are spoken to, like a good little child.
Hey, you live in my wee.
Point taken. Begin, Mr. Carter.
I think banana... Nut muffin isn't much a waste of a time than having to, like, run to the store and get bread because it's such a hard time to find bread.
And Delicious, he makes a point. Bread is at the store. Now, if you want to make a bread, that's different. How do you make a bread?
If you want to make a banana bread, it's what we call a batter bread and not a dough bread because you just mix up all the ingredients in a big bowl, pour them into a loaf pan, and then put it in the oven until it's all baked, and then it's delicious, unlike those lousy banana nut muffins.
You know what stinks about muffins?
What?
The shape. They got those tops. I don't like those tops. And Delicious, keep talking. I like your voice.
I couldn't agree more, Honorable S. Haun S. Smith. The muffin tops are just an extra burst of flavor, and it's overwhelming, quite frankly. I like a nice, consistent, all the way throughout, slice from a loaf of delicious, delicious banana bread.
Oh, I see Carter's hands in the air. What do you have to say, little man?
I have to say banana muffins is easy to find. You just go find the muffin aisle or whatever and just... grab the one that you see and see if it's banana muffin, and it's easy. If it is, you get to buy it. If it isn't, no.
He does go to the stores with boxes of muffins, and then he throws them to his grandmother. And what's your grandmother's name again?
Shoo shoo.
Ah, shoo shoo. She makes the muffins and they're so delicious. She puts in the little walnuts, right? The little walnuts, a little bit of acorn. She goes in the forest. She forages. It's crazy. Okay, Carter, so listen. We're talking about the muffins in the boxes, but what is it you like about the taste? About the, as they say, the texture?
I think the texture is nice. I think it's nice, soft.
When you take a bite, what do you think? Do you get a piece of acorn? A little pine cone?
There's no pine corn tint or eight.
Oh, yeah, so it's like, remember the time that you guys did a fire pit and you were like, hey, come hang out. And then you locked me out of the house and I had to eat pine cones for 2 days. Yeah, it's probably like that. Vicious and delicious, things you would like to say.
Oh, I would like to say that pine cones sound like a horrible thing to eat and the only thing that could make banana nut muffins worse. You would never find pine cones in banana bread because banana bread is the best kind of banana bake.
Well, pine cones don't go in banana bread.
Then we agree. So you're on my side.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right there. So, listen, Carter, I'm going to give you a chance here. Tell me a little bit about the tasty factor. What's so tasty about the banana nut muffin?
It's really soft in the flavor. It tastes like bananas with nuts inside.
And it's like a muffin? It's like something you do, like you eat a muffin banana.
Yeah, basically.
I like this. And do you own a scooter?
I do have a scooter.
Can I borrow it?
Yeah.
Sweet. So, Vicious Andy, is it... Do you perchance have a scooter?
No, I don't have a scooter.
But, if you did, could I borrow
if
it?
If I had a scooter, you couldn't borrow it. You could have it. I'd give it to you.
Wow, that is a beautiful thing. That's like love, except weird.
It's just called respect. That's how much I respect you, Honorable S. Han S. Smith.
You see that, little Carter? That man's going to give me a scooter.
I would do the same.
Andy your scooter to give me a scooter?
I would give you 1,000, how many you would ever want.
Wow. So you're bribing me?
I'm not kidding.
You're not kidding about the bribe. I like this. This culture we live in with the scooters and the pine cones. I see what you're doing here.
Anyways, why were we bringing up about pine cones?
I don't know. You just made me eat some for 2 days. No big deal or anything.
I didn't mean to. You came too late.
You didn't even look to see if I was home. You don't even care about me. I don't matter to you. Vicious and delicious causing arguments.
I'm glad we got back on track because I came here to talk about the virtues of banana bread compared to the lack of virtues in banana nut muffins. And the biggest virtue.
Oh, so Carter, Lisa, we're talking about the muffin, the banana nut muffin. That you love so much. Is it? Now, I heard it's because of the nuts. You said the little nuts, you like them. Now, what kind of nuts are they? Where do they come from?
Well, they do not come from nature.
What?
Yep, they're not acorns.
So they don't
they're walnuts.
They're what?
They're walnuts.
That come from those falls in Switzerland?
Yes. Yes, they just fall out of walls. It's crazy. Oh my gosh, one just popped out of the wall. That's crazy. Oh goodness. This could go on forever. That's hurt. There's so many.
Uh-huh. So, what you mean to say is that these special nuts that come through the walls...
Yes, one day I was just walking with a muffin and I was gobbling little pieces up when a squirrel came and attacked our wall and then a walnut just popped out. It's like, what the? And then it just popped into my muffin. It's like, maybe I'll taste it.
That is certainly a weird way to Yum. Thank a walnut for saving you from a squirrel attack to immediately eat it. But that's on you. Vicious and delicious, have you ever saved a person's life?
Oh, I've saved many people's lives. I've saved so many lives by making sure that there are no squirrels. No squirrels at all. Huh? No squirrels are going to come through my walls and try to steal the nuts that fall out of them. Oh, no.
They don't even try to steal the walnuts. They just try to attack the walls and see what the wall attack is going to do.
Okay, Tiny Carter, I think what you're missing is Vicious and Delicious eats squirrels. Am I right?
Oh, yes. I love eating squirrels. It's the best way to make sure that everything in my home is safe.
And covered in rainbows.
And covered in rainbows.
I'd like to ask you a question about spinach. How often do you eat it? You've got a very spinachy forehead.
Oh, I eat spinach at least twice a day.
In banana bread?
No, I have it as a little savory counterpart to the sweet, sweet banana bread. Because you can't have too many sweets, or else you'll go crazy.
So I just had a twizzle of stick, and it was delicious. So what I want to ask you now is, would you have a lollipop with me later at the cafe?
There's nothing I'd love more than to have a lollipop with you, Honorable S. Hon S. Smith, and with you, Carter. You've won my respect through this debate.
Wow. Depressing.
This man here is a heart of stone. And a soul that is deep like a well. Oh, yes, you too. You are very rascally, as they say, in the tunes of Looney. I want to tell you now that I am, I'm gonna go. And I am going to deliberate. You know, they deliberate. But we are going to talk shortly. Yes, in my court, the bro court.
Alright. Why did you call me into bro court? I thought this was a good idea. Banana muffin. I don't get it. Why? I'm not upset, just why?
Well, I feel very passionately about the quality of banana bread, and I was worried that us having an argument would bring an end to our friendship, so I called us into bro court, where it can be decided once and for all. We can be okay with the decision and go about our lives being friends instead of enemies.
Okay.
Well, good then. I hope I win.
All right. Get up, people.
Oh, all right, everybody. I'm back. Listen, I was in the other room, and I was thinking, you know what I was thinking?
What?
Oh, I was thinking a few things. First, this whole thing is a wackadoo. The whole thing.
Really?
And second, this thing is a total wackadoo. What are you guys doing? This is crazy. I love banana nut muffins, and I love banana bread, but I have to be honest, this is hard.
Really? Seriously? Seriously?
Uh-huh. This is difficult for me, because before I met the Carter's family, I lived inside a banana peel next to the highway. What I need from you both, you're going to have to understand this very simple thing. I have nowhere else to live if Carter kicks me out. I need to live in that Wii. That Nintendo Wii is my home. I've got several couches. I have a bubble hockey table. My girlfriends know how to find me there. And when it comes down to it, I just don't want to live in the woods again. I got a rule in favor of Carter Flynn, banana nut muffins, the most delicious. Okay. Oh, so vicious and delicious. Listen, man, you just lost. I'm so sorry about your loss. But then again, I'm not, because I still have a home. It's your opportunity. Maybe things can go different. Maybe I won't steal all your banana bread, but I might. What do you have to say about your baked good?
Well, Honorable S. Hannah Smith, I am very, very upset by the decision that you made. I can't believe that you'd make the choice of banana nut muffins over delicious, simple, perfect banana bread. I have to respect the arguing talents of one Carter Flynn. He clearly outdebated me today, but I thought there was a chance that you would realize the truth, that banana nut muffins are just not as tasty as banana bread. But no, you decided that a roof was more important than your judicial integrity.
Oh, that's a cheap shot. Remember when we were going to have lollipops before?
Oh, I still want to have lollipops.
So do I. I've got no integrity whatsoever.
Me too.
Whatsoever.
You me can too. Do I'll give you anything. I'll give you anything.
Well, I'm glad to know that you're not bragging about your victory, Carter. I really appreciate that you still consider us friends, and I consider us friends, too. And maybe one day we could share some banana baked goods together. Nuts, muffins, bread, all of it. Maybe one day.
And then we can play the Wii as long as me and Jocelyn aren't in there.
Who's Jocelyn?
That's my number one gal, my lady friend.
What the?
She's lovely. I've met her. She's quite nice.
She's got weird ears, but she's a heck of a gal.
And she makes the best banana nut muffins.
It all comes full circle.
Whoa, I just had the craziest dream, Dad.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Potato
Salad
Marmalade.
Okay, that was weird.
Yeah, but it was so cool, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what is cool, Carter?
What?
We're going to do something. Coming into a very cool and very spooky time of year. What are we looking at, Carter?
Halloween.
So we want to start reviewing some really spooky kids movies.
Ooh. Ooh.
Is there a ghost? Hello? Hello, Mr. Ghost? Mr. Ghost, don't eat all the nunchucks and all of the raisins. They're for me.
Seriously?
Yeah, they got nunchucks. They're from the...
I have nunchucks. What? I wanted Dave and Buster's, and I stole them.
No, we took them.
I threw them right on your door because I realized that he actually took ours.
He took mine. That's messed up. Well, anyway, get out of here, Gus. We don't have time for this.
What?
Okay, now he's gone. That's good. Okay, so this week, a little while back, not too long ago, you actually had checked out a movie with me, and it was called
Girl vs. Monster.
And we caught that on Disney Plus, right? Originally a Disney Channel original movie. This movie, as it turns out, I was doing research right before the show here, came out on my birthday the year before you were born.
What?
Yeah, it came out the year before you were born. Now, this is definitely a Halloween film. It's very cool, very cute film. One thing I actually remarked to your mom was that I would be happy for any of these kids to be friends with you if you were a teenager. They were sweet kids. That's such an old man thing to say. But here I am, an old man. So tell me a little bit about the film.
The main character's name was Skylar. Do you remember Skylar?
Yeah.
Okay, and she is just an average girl. And on Halloween Eve, the night before Halloween, she finds out that...
her parents are ghost hunters.
Monster hunters. And ghost hunters.
Nah, whatevs.
Eh, whatevs. It's close enough, but remember, it's girl versus monster, not girl versus ghosts. But it turns out she's actually a fifth generation monster hunter. So she's capable of practicing the family tradition of monster hunting. And her parents have some crazy receptacles, like some contraptions in the basement where they have stored some ghosts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've got them down there. And everything goes crazy when she tries to escape to go to a party on the night before Halloween. And that's when she finds out what? That she needs to do what?
She needs to get all three monster monsters that escaped on the in the tank.
Yep. She needs to get them all back together.
And that little tank that stored all the monsters inside it.
Yes, Diamata, Theodosia, and Bob the Scarecrow, which that guy got the short stick end of the stick because he got the stinky name. Not a very cool name there, Bob the Scarecrow. But the coolest part about the whole thing was that these kids evidently went to school somewhere but had a really cool school party at this haunted mansion that everyone in town seemed to know about, but they were okay with children being at. So a little weird, but cool. The number one thing, what was the thing that they needed to do to defeat these monsters?
Needed to hit the weak spots.
By facing their own fear.
Yep.
And that's all that mattered. So overall, without giving too much away, it's a really cute film. I enjoyed it with you. We sat and watched it on a random Sunday. We ate some cereal. We hung out. I had a lot of coffee. You had way too much coffee. You were all over the place. Got to calm down on the Nescafe. But once it was over, we realized we had a great experience. Carter, on a scale of thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs in the middle, what do you give Girl versus Monster? Oh, what do we got?
Up, down, middle. It's kind of a mix-up of all
things. Well, if it's going to be a mix-up of one or two, it should be in the middle. You should, if you're not thumbs up, great, thumbs down, terrible, it should be thumbs in the middle. And that's where we're at?
I think it's good.
Okay, so good. Thumbs up from the Carter Man here on...
potato.
Salad.
Marmalade! Hey guys, it's Carter from Potato Salad Marmalade. Dad and I are really crushing it every week, and we would absolutely love to see continued support. We're having such a good time, and it really means a lot to be able to buy that Ferrari that I keep bringing up. Head over to anchor.fm/potato salad marmalade. Like, share, do whatever you do on TikTok. I'm too young for TikToks. Sponsor our show. I love y'all. And that's it for this week's show. And I also won at Brocourt. Yay!
Wait, what? What is Brocourt?
It's basically a place that I went in my dreams. It was crazy. I woke up, but you did not hear me.
Hey, why does your room smell like bananas? Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I knew it.
Anyway, we did a great review of Girl vs. Monster. Carter had some opinions there that I'm glad we shared. And we're coming back next week with more cool stuff for you heading into Halloween here on Potato
Salad
Marmalade. But before we go, we want to remind you,
we don't say goodnight.
We say ba 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 burrito. They get it.